Hello, hello, hello to the first episode of Peach Pit. This is my podcast, me being Leia, and I'm usually going to have guests, but I'm perpetually sipping dumb bitch juice and just forgot to get a guest for this episode. So I'm going to be talking about hookup culture, you know, something that affects me a great deal and something that affects most college students a great deal. So if you don't get what hookup culture is, or if you're just not acquainted, I guess, with the ideas and practices within hookup culture, it is a culture that encourages casual sex. It makes people feel like it's okay, which it is, to have one night stands and friends with benefits and stuff. If I said that it wasn't okay, I'd be a hypocrite because I participate in like everything that is involved in hookup culture. Like, I have one night stands, I have friends with benefits. If I said that I wasn't part of hookup culture, I'd be a liar. But that doesn't make it any less damaging to, I think, our young minds as college students. I feel like in hookup culture, at least at Lafayette, a lot of people make it seem, or I guess a lot of the people that I know make it seem, that having a commitment to someone is either weird. Especially in your freshman year, people say don't get into relationships in freshman year, and I agree with that to an extent, but also you shouldn't be encouraging people to do something other than what they want to do just because you had a bad experience with having a relationship in freshman year or some shit like that. I think hookup culture at Lafayette specifically isn't as developed as a lot of other schools, I guess bigger schools. I know personally I'm friends with a lot of people that go to Lehigh, and the hookup culture there is a lot different than the hookup culture here. I think a lot of people here, because it's a small school, don't feel as comfortable, I guess, talking about hooking up, because everyone knows everyone, or at least everyone knows everyone else's friends. And if you know, if you hook up with someone else, chances are within the next 10 people you meet, someone else either knows them, or they've also hooked up with them, or they're like their ex or something along those lines. And at bigger schools, hookup culture is more of a widely talked about thing because it's less personal. But at a small college campus like this, it's so personal when you get to talking about hooking up and like casual sex and stuff, because people feel weird. You try to avoid people and it just doesn't work out. I think a lot of hookup culture is supposed to be about empowerment, at least when it involves women. I think that hookup culture is meant to empower a lot of women, but I don't think that empowerment should mean going out and sleeping with people just because you feel pressured to, because you don't want to be seen as prudish, or because hookup culture tells you that going out and having casual sex without any feelings or emotions attached to it is the best route to go when you're in college because you're career focused and you shouldn't be worrying about boys or girls, etc. I think empowerment really means doing whatever you want, doing whatever makes you happy and comfortable with your sexuality, and not necessarily putting your wants and needs aside in order to conform to hookup culture. I think that a lot of people hide what they truly want from a hookup because they feel uncomfortable or they feel guilty about it. And I don't think that they should. I think that you should be upfront with whoever you're hooking up with or whoever you're involved with. Like, I'm new to this, or I don't know exactly what I want, but I know that I don't want to have a one-night stand. The problem is with hookup culture that if you say that you don't want to have a one-night stand with someone, or that you don't want to be as casual, you kind of want to be like a friend with benefits, a lot of people get scared and they're like, whoa, 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 whoa. This is just sex. If you're going to develop feelings for me, we're going to have to cut this off. And I don't think that's fair because obviously it's okay to assert yourself and say, like, I really don't want a relationship, or I really don't want to be in a situationship with you, so I'm just going to like cut this off, not sleep with you. That's fair. But also, I don't think that you should make someone feel bad for wanting a relationship. And I think that in hookup culture, especially in college hookup culture, that is such a big thing, making people feel guilty for wanting more than just sex, or having sex with someone with no intention of doing anything other than just sex, and then developing feelings for them afterward. That's not necessarily their fault. feelings happen, things happen. Just because you don't have feelings for someone or you didn't develop feelings for that person doesn't mean that that person isn't going to develop feelings for you. And you shouldn't make them feel guilty for that. It's just something that will happen and can happen eventually if you're hooking up with people. Which is why I think hookup culture is so stupid. It tells you that casual sex is just a thing that's normal. And that you don't, and that you can't develop feelings for anyone else because you just need to separate your emotions and your sexual urges, which bullshit. And dating apps like Tinder are only making this problem worse. And yes, I'm kind of a hypocrite because I do have a Tinder and I do have a Bumble, but like I can recognize that it's not a good thing to get obsessed with, and it's not a good thing to use as an escape from your problems and just having meaningless sex. Because one, it's dangerous, because having meaningless sex with a ton with tons of partners and not being careful can get you into a lot of trouble, unplanned pregnancies, STDs, blah blah blah. I think that you should be safe overall and think about your health and your comfortability, not even just your physical health, but your mental health. Talking to multiple people and being involved with multiple partners is a big toll on the brain. And especially when you develop feelings for someone or you start liking someone and it's unrequited, that can kind of mess with you, especially if it's someone that you met on Tinder. You know, there's that notion of, well, this app is just for sex and you like me now. So like, you're crazy. You're batshit crazy because you like me and we're just supposed to be fucking. Like, no, that's not crazy. Shit happens and people develop feelings. But just because you didn't, I think that it's widely thought that if one person develops feelings for the other one out of an online relationship or a sexual relationship that started online, the other person is crazy, or the other person caught feelings too fast or made something out of nothing. But I don't think that's the truth, because I'm going to get into some terminology that you might not have heard before. There's textationships and flirtationships and situationships. All of these things are relationships, I guess, types of relationships that I found myself in. I know a lot of other girls in like this college age have found themselves in, especially girls who are on dating apps like Tinder or Bumble and who are kind of just rolling with the punches and talking to guys or girls or whatever you want. I think that these things, first of all, let me define these. A textationship is kind of a relationship that manifests over text message and doesn't ever physically manifest. You talk over text and you get really, really involved with this person digitally, but you don't ever meet them and you never, I guess, consummate that relationship. It's just, you know, texting. And I guess it's kind of the same as a flirtationship. But the difference between a flirtationship would be that flirting can happen in person over text. You know, they're sending you flirty Snapchats. They're liking all your pics on Instagram. They're, you know, calling you their baby, whatever, blah, 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 blah. And there's no actual intention of dating. It's just flirting. And then there's situationships where you find yourself in a equally fucked up situationship where you either have previously hooked up with this person or you've been talking to this person for a long time and you like them and they like you, but not enough to be in a relationship, but also not too little because you're past the point of being friends with them, but you're not quite at the point of dating them, and you've done things with them. You talk to each other on a daily basis. You're just very, very, very involved with each other, but nobody's, you know, DTR'd yet, defined the relationship yet. And once you get to DTRing, oof, it gets really, really, really messy, because it can either go really well, like, okay, yeah, we have mutual respect for each other and we feel the same way, and okay, we're going to try and make this relationship out of this situationship. But most of the time, it ends in one person getting really, 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 really uncomfortable and being like, whoa, 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 I thought that we were just talking. Or someone does something, like, they sleep with someone after a party, and they feel guilty about it. And they tell the other person, the person's like, well, I don't give a fuck, we're not dating. And the other person's like, well, aren't we kind of? But the other person is like, no, we're not dating, I don't care. But in reality, that person does care, but they're not in a relationship. As you can tell, if you can't follow what I'm saying right now, this is the complication of a situationship. It's so hard to follow. And I'm pretty sure everyone at this point has been in a situationship where you like someone and they like you, but you're either too pussy to say that you like each other, or it ends up being a situation where one person is too scared to make the first move and define the relationship, or you're both too uncomfortable to ruin what you have, because situationships can be great. I mean, getting constant attention from someone without having to date them, and getting dick or pussy or whatever, well, let's not say that, getting your sexual urges fulfilled by someone without having to be in a committed relationship with someone, getting that attention, that validation, and all the things that come with it, all the perks of having, you know, someone to talk to who is more than a friend but less than a boyfriend or girlfriend or whatever. That's great. Situationships can be wonderful. They're great to be in. I mean, at first, I don't think people really realize that they are in a situationship. Some of the identifying factors that I found from being in a situationship is, you know, you're talking to each other every day, but you're talking to each other every day. You're seeing each other on a daily basis, or at least a weekly basis, you know, doing sexual things or doing relationshipy things, like, you know, getting dinner, cuddling without any sexual touching, just stuff that, like, boyfriends and girlfriends will do. But you guys haven't defined a relationship, and you also feel guilty talking to anyone else romantically or sexually, because you're like, well, I'm kind of with this person, but then you kind of step back and you're like, well, I'm not with this person, so I should not feel guilty. But at the same time, would they be mad if I was talking to someone else? Would they be sad if I stopped talking to them and talked to this person instead? That's kind of how you know you're in a situationship. Because it's like, okay, this person isn't my boyfriend. This person isn't my girlfriend. This person is not involved with me in any way, shape, or form. They're not in a relationship with me at all. But also, I would feel guilty if I went off and I did something with someone else at this point in time. I would feel like I was cheating on them. But I'm not even with them, so why do I feel that way? It's because you're in a situationship, sis. Like, that's why. That is why. And it sucks, but I feel like if you are in a situationship, which you very well might be, get yourself out of it. I have been in many a situationship, and let me tell you, it's not fun in the long run. It's fun at first, and it's nice having that validation and that attention, but it only ends up getting you either hurt, or you can be in a relationship. And I guess that's fun if it happens to you. Hasn't happened to me, but if it's happened to you, oof. On the topic of validation and Tinder, I'm gonna just talk about that really quick. So, Tinder, as you all know, is a dating app, but most people regard it as a hookup app, which is not true. It's a dating app. I guess you can consider them or argue that they're the same thing. But they're not. Not everyone who is on Tinder is looking to just fuck. And I think that most of the college people, because hookup culture is mostly a college central thing, are looking to hook up. But there are older people, and There are older people who are looking for, like, serious relationships. There are also people in college who are looking for serious relationships, or at least looking for someone who wants to be more than just a hookup, but less than a relationship. And I think that on Tinder, a lot of the time, there are people who don't want any of those things. There are people who just want the validation of knowing that someone swiped right on them. And I've experienced that. I've felt that. I've liked the validation that I've gotten from Tinder. When someone swipes right on you and they tell you that they're cute, I mean, it's always a good feeling. And getting gassed up by strangers on the internet shouldn't be your main source of a confidence boost. But for a lot of people, especially in this age, that's their main source of entertainment and getting their confidence up, like an ego boost, going on Tinder and being swiped right by people who are being swiped right by people who are attractive and feeling great about it. Like, oh wow, that person's so attractive and they swiped right on me. That's crazy. We matched. I feel so validated. And then that person hits them up and they're like, hey, and you're like, oh shit, I must really be cute, you know? And people don't want to admit that they use Tinder just for validation. But majority of the people who use Tinder just use it for validation. Me being guilty myself, I don't use it just for validation. I actually do use it for other things. But I actually know someone who graduated from Lafayette this past May. And he told me that he used Tinder while he had a girlfriend and used Bumble while he had a girlfriend just because of the validation that it gave him. He had no intention of talking to anyone or of doing anything with anyone. He just liked seeing that people swipe back on him. He just liked seeing that people he thought were the people that he thought were attractive swiped back on him. Which is kind of fucked up if you think about it, because, you know, you have a significant other who cares about you. If you want validation about yourself, either validate yourself or go to them. I mean, why are you looking for random people on the internet to validate you? That's not fair to your significant other. It's also not fair to them because you're wasting their time. But that's neither here nor there. Just an example of people, you know, of someone I know who does use Tinder solely for validation. Like I said earlier, there's also the fact that, you know, social media platforms are being more and more and more diverse with what you can do on them. And one of the main things that most social media platforms are adapting to is, like, you know, the want to directly message someone. And dating apps obviously have this feature already. You know, you can directly message someone who you match with because, you know, you guys have a mutual interest in each other and it's shown by swiping right on each other or, you know, like clicking on their profile and they follow you or follow you. I don't know how those kinds of dating sites work, but you get what I mean. But then there are also places like Instagram and Snapchat and Facebook that aren't specifically meant for dating. They're meant just for social communication, seeing what your friends and family and peers are up to, looking at like celebrity news, looking at like political news, stuff like that, you know, keeping up to date on current things. But then there are direct messaging options that I'm not saying are solely used for, you know, that are solely used for hitting people up, but I wanted to talk about other things as well. And, for example, kinks. Let's set ourselves up for this one. You can't see me if you're listening to this podcast. If you're watching the video, then you can see me. Hi. Let's talk about kinks for a second. Kinks are an odd topic to talk about regarding hookup culture. You don't necessarily want to divulge all of your life to someone. I have done that. Did not turn out well. I was in a very bad place and it just really, really, really fucked me up. Don't do that. If you meet someone like on Tinder or Bumble, do not divulge all your information. Do not put all your trust in them unless you've known for a really long time. You end up getting super, super involved with them in a romantic way. Do not divulge all your information or spill your guts to someone about your problems if you've met them online. Chances are they don't give a fuck, and they're just going to either use you or they're going to take on way too much and they won't be able to handle all of that stress from your life and their life and it'll just be bad. But anyway, back to kinks. I think that talking about kinks with someone who you've met online is kind of difficult. The good thing about meeting people online is that you meet a wide variety of people and it allows for you to meet people who are like-minded, which is positive, but also you meet a lot of people who are not like-minded and you can be judged easily. So I think that with regards to kinks and things that you actually like doing, maybe keep those things hidden until you meet that person and have established a sexual relationship. And have established a sexual, hookup in your relationship with them, because if not, the hookup culture kind of makes it difficult. It makes it weird for you to talk about your kinks with someone that you're just hooking up with, because a lot of people have told me at least, a lot of people have told me at least that they don't want to know about someone's kinks unless they're in a relationship with them, because chances are they're not going to do them anyway. Like, for example, if you like being choked, a lot of people aren't going to choke you if you're just hooking up with them because that makes them feel weird. Because that's a really intimate place to be in, like you have someone's life in your hands and you're just someone who I met on Tinder. Please don't choke me. Like that's the kind of attitude people have toward it. And they're right to have that attitude. But also, you shouldn't have to put what you like on the back burner just because someone else doesn't want to be in a relationship with you. You should be able to find someone who is willing to go that extra mile and put in effort into what you like, and you should be able to reciprocate that. And that's a good thing about hookup culture and dating app culture is that you have such a wide variety of people, and you can find someone like that eventually, even if it takes a little bit of digging. You can find someone like that. I think that kinks aren't widely talked about, especially not at this age, because a lot of people don't even know what they like. I have experienced a lot of people, at least at Lafayette, who don't know what they like. I've kind of exposed them to newer things, but don't expect someone to like exactly what you like. If there's someone that you've met from a dating app or someone that you've just met in person, once or twice, and you've hooked up with them, like maybe once, you shouldn't expect them to just hop on your, kinky bandwagon. Choke you out within 2 minutes of, being around you. That's just not how it works out, and that's just not how people operate. People need a little more trust before they can get into all your weird stuff. There's a guy I know, not going to obviously expose his name, but he likes pee a lot, and I don't want to do that, and I don't really talk to him that much anymore, but oof. That was a weird thing to bring up the first time I met him, And I feel like maybe I'm being a hypocrite because I've brought up things that I like that are kind of weird the first time I met people. But, if you feel, I guess you can kind of gauge it off of how comfortable you feel about around that person. If you feel like you're comfortable enough within meeting them for the first time to divulge your weird fetishes and kinks and likes, go right ahead. But for the most part, most people don't want to know that you like pee within the first 5 minutes of knowing you or within like the first hour of spending time with you. I just don't think that that's something that you should bring up. Another thing that I wanted to talk about is using protection. Please use protection when you're hooking up with people. Please use protection when you're hooking up with people. I am a hypocrite by saying this, but for the most part, it is better to use protection and have someone be like, "Oh, well, it would have felt better without protection," than use protection and then end up pregnant and not wanting that because you have a career to pursue. Or not using protection and then you end up with fucking syphilis. So I think that the best option is always to use protection with hookups, especially if they're not someone you trust and you don't want a baby and you don't want STDs or STIs. If you just don't want those things, please use protection. Always use protection. I think that hookup culture also makes it seem like, or at least for me, that, you know, in straight relationships, guys kind of just dictate whatever the fuck happens in bed, and that's just not how it goes down. If you are into the whole, like, extremely dominant, which, you know, a lot of people are, I'm not gonna bash that because I would be a hypocrite, but if you're into that, then I get having someone dictate things. But dictating things that happen in bed and dictating your safety are two completely different things. And you should not have someone tell you just because they are dominant or just because, you know, guys tend to dictate things in relationships, at least in straight relationships, in hookup culture. Don't make them tell you not to use protection just because it'll feel better. Fuck your feelings. It's gonna feel pretty much the same. Like, oh, well, it's warm. Like, it's going to be warm either. It's going to feel the same way either way. It'll be maybe enhanced. I mean, I don't know. I haven't personally felt what guys have felt because, you know, I don't have their sets of parts. But I think that it's bullshit when people say that it'll feel better. Just take it off. Like, no, don't take it off. Don't fucking take it off. That's bullshit. Or when people say, oh, well, it won't fit anyway. Condoms can fit a lot of shit. Condoms can fit. There are people who put their whole leg into a condom. Not even a Magnum condom. A normal, like Trojan ENZ condom. You can use protection. Your dick is not too big. You can use protection. Please use protection. You will get herpes. Anyway. Sorry for the rant, but people really need to be more fucking aware of the shit that guys will say just to not use a condom. Like, just use a condom. It's not that hard. It doesn't take that much. Like, all you gotta do is put it on, put your business into the condom, then take it off, dispose of it properly, clean yourself up, then you're good. Like, you don't need to not use one and then risk 5 minutes of pleasure or 10, 15, an hour or whatever of pleasure is not worth your entire career in life because of an unplanned child. And that is just the truth. And a lot of people aren't willing to admit that, but that is the truth. I don't know about you, but I'm not willing to take care of a child at this day and age. Your girl has shit to do. I'm sure that you all have shit to do. And if you want to avoid that, just use protection. Yeah. So, yeah. This was Peach Pit with Leia, by Leia, what have you. Next week I'll have a guest. I'm not exactly sure what the topic will be, but it'll probably be announced on my Instagram. My Instagram is Layas Chips, LayasChips, like Lay's Chips, but Layas Chips. And you can ask me questions, I guess, on there. Talk to me because I love making new friends. I don't really have tons of friends. And, you know, I really, really, really want to be more social. It's mostly because I don't talk to people a lot. I'm very, very, very much a homebody, I guess, against my will. It's not like I want to be a homebody, but that's a whole different situation. But yeah, talking to you guys was fun. I say you guys, but I'm not actually talking to anyone. I'm just sitting in this room alone. Yeah. Peace out.